Good morning, Bill Lynch with the CBS World News Roundup. There may not yet be a smoking gun proving Libya got West German help to build a plant to make mustard gas, but the evidence is rapidly mounting. Jesse Schulman in Bonn reports many companies are involved, including a major chemical firm.
Imhausen Chemicals in southern West Germany was cleared by finance investigators only last week of involvement in building the Libyan factory, but prosecutors have now opened a criminal investigation and evidence is mounting the firm was involved. The company still denies the accusation, but U.S. officials confirm that phone calls from Libya to Imhausen were electronically intercepted in August. Press reports here say Imhausen was doing business with the Iraqi entrepreneur said to have arranged the plant's construction. A shipping company executive was arrested earlier this week in Belgium, accused of falsifying documents, apparently to divert a shipment of goods from Imhausen to Libya. And officials here admitted today West Germany's own intelligence service had evidence Imhausen was involved in October, an embarrassing revelation since Chancellor Helmut Kohl has been saying his government first learned of suspected West German involvement from President Reagan in November. But the government maintains there is no legal evidence yet proving West German firms knowingly delivered the key materials and know-how that would allow Libya to produce poison gas. Jesse Schulman for CBS News, Bonn.
Libya's news agency today reported U.S. jet fighters buzzed a Libyan passenger plane on Tuesday, a week after the U.S. shootdown of two Libyan MiGs. The report said the Libyan Airlines Boeing 707 was intercepted on a scheduled flight to Istanbul and escorted for 14 minutes. A Pentagon spokesman says U.S. officials have no knowledge of the incident. Libya also made a conciliatory gesture today, returning the body of an American pilot whose plane was shot down in an air raid nearly 3 years ago. As Bert Quint reports from Rome, the Catholic Church acted as go-between.
Vatican spokesman Joaquin Navarro said the Vatican was approached in mid-December and agreed to be a conduit for the return of the body for humanitarian reasons. The body reportedly is that of Captain Paul Lawrence, who was shot down with another Air Force pilot during raids on Tripoli and Benghazi in April 1986. There has been no word as to what happened to the other pilot and no reason given as to why Libya held on to Lawrence's body this long. But obviously, the body was kept as a chip for possible bargaining or political profit. The timing indicates that the release of the body was intended to improve Libya's image when news was coming out about that Libyan plant Washington says is to produce chemical weapons. Bert Quint, CBS News, Rome.
If you can't build a plant to make chemical weapons, the next best thing is to buy them off the shelf. That, as CBS News law correspondent Rita Braver reports, is apparently just what Iran tried to do.
Korean-American businessman J.W. Yun is in federal custody today, accused of conspiring to smuggle a huge quantity of nerve gas out of the United States. U.S. Customs officials in Newark, New Jersey, caught Yun in an undercover sting operation after a confidential informant told them he was interested in making illegal weapons purchases. Customs said Yun and his British partner were prepared to offer $5 million for 500 nerve gas bombs. Assistant U.S. Attorney Michael Chertoff.
The particular nerve gas in question here is a toxic agent which generally works very quickly, as perhaps as quickly as 1 to 2 minutes.
Immediately after the arrest, agents searched Yun's home and office in hopes of solving the central riddle of this case. For what country was Yun trying to procure the poison gas? He apparently refused to divulge where the gas would be shipped. The only clue, Yun allegedly did say he was interested in other weapons, TOW and Stinger missiles, for the government of Iran. Rita Braver, CBS News, Washington.
Another military air accident in the crowded skies over West Germany, this time three planes colliding over the northern village of Weißmoor, a British Tornado fighter and two West German Alpha fighters. One of the Luftwaffe planes was able to land safely, but the other two jets crashed, killing two RAF crewmen and injuring one German pilot. It's 4:30 past the hour.
Mercury, it's worth it.
You want a car that you love to drive. Yeah, a whole lot more. So complete, everything you want a car to be.
So complete, it's Mercury.
A car that makes you feel alive. You want to feel it every time you drive.
Mercury, it's worth it.
If you're looking for a complete family car, you won't find one that's more complete than Mercury Topaz. two-door or four-door, Topaz comes with a list of standard features a mile long, like fuel-injected engine, five-speed manual overdrive transmission, power steering, power brakes, tinted glass, dual power mirrors, AM-FM stereo, and much more. You can even save $1,000 on Topaz GS when you buy an option package that includes automatic transmission, air conditioning, tilt steering wheel, and more. Savings based on a manufacturer's suggested retail price of package 363M versus options purchased separately. Mercury Topaz, one of the best values on the road today. See your Southern California Lincoln Mercury dealer.
Mercury, it's worth it.
President-elect Bush has left Washington for a pre-inaugural fishing weekend at Illimarada in the Florida Keys with some buddies, who include Treasury Secretary Brady and Senator Alan Simpson. Mr. Bush has rounded out his cabinet with the selection of retired Admiral James Watkins as Energy Secretary. As Pentagon correspondent David Martin tells us, Watkins will have a major challenge cleaning up and rebuilding the nation's nuclear weapons industry.
The massive rebuilding job James Watkins faces is documented in a new study by the Department of Energy, which calls for building two new reactors and closing down four existing plants. Estimated cost, $81 billion over the next 20 years. Nobody understands the problem better than the outgoing Secretary of Energy, John Harrington.
Our problems aren't just at one facility or another. They're multifaceted. A comprehensive strategy to bring them all up to date and secure the supply of special materials is what this is all about.
And the cost of building new plants doesn't include the estimated $50 to $90 billion the Department of Energy will have to spend to clean up the waste left by old plants. David Martin, CBS News, the Pentagon.
Defense contractor Teledyne, three of its employees, a suspended Navy engineer, and two consultants went to court in Alexandria, Virginia today. They pleaded innocent in the first Pentagon procurement scandal indictments. Were killed when a car bomb went off today in Beirut's mainly Shiite southern suburbs. It came during a parade by the pro-Iranian Hezbollah. Israeli Prime Minister Shamir told visiting U.S. Congressman Joseph Kennedy today that Israel is prepared to take part in an international conference on the plight of Arab refugees. It's the first time he said that. The latest evidence of improved Soviet-Israeli ties, as Barry Peterson tells us, came on a Moscow basketball court.
It was dribble diplomacy, the Israeli basketball team against the Soviet Red Army team, right in the heart of Moscow. And it was more than just a good game. It was another step forward in the warming relations between the two countries. It was only last year that the countries allowed very low-level diplomatic exchanges, encouraged by the Soviets letting more and more Jews leave. Then the Israelis returned a hijacked Soviet plane to the gracious thanks of the Soviets, and the Israelis sent relief supplies to Armenia. Last night's game was packed with Israeli fans and Soviet Jews who could squeeze in, waving the Israeli flag with each score. Soviet Jew Boris Kadushkin lives in Moscow, but the Maccabees were his team and more.
I'm feeling like I came for an hour and a half to Israel to see my players and my team and my people.
The Israelis won in the end, but the Soviets get a chance at revenge. There will be a return bout in a few months as unique as this one. The Soviet team heading for Israel. Barry Peterson, CBS News, Moscow.
Although December U.S. retail sales rose only slightly, a 1988 overall showed a 6.7% gain. That is the best in 4 years. Wholesale prices rose 0.4% last month and 4% for all of 1988, and that's the most inflation in 7 years at the wholesale level. The dollar opened higher overseas today. Gold is down a dollar in London at $403.50 an ounce. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Industrial Average is up a fraction at 222.86. Volume on the big board, 21,600,000 shares. Time on the roundup, 10 past 7.